The purpose of Eastman St. Gabriel environmental requirements is to provide training to contractors on proper handling and disposal of hazardous and universal waste at the facility, and to clarify the expectations and responsibilities of contract personnel in regard to proper waste management at the facility. Hazardous waste is a hazardous substance or material determined to be capable of presenting an unreasonable risk to health, safety, or the environment. It must be a waste that is no longer valuable in its current state for its intended use, and is intended to be discarded or thrown away. Hazardous wastes have the following characteristics: ignitable, easily combustible or flammable, less than 140 degrees Fahrenheit; corrosive, dissolves metals, other materials, or burns skin; reactive, unstable or undergoes rapid or violent chemical reaction with water or other materials; or toxic, contains high concentrations of heavy metals or specific pesticides. Hazardous waste also includes wastes that are specifically listed by the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. Eastman St. Gabriel is considered a large quantity generator of hazardous waste. That is, we generate 2,204.6 pounds or 2.2 tons of acute hazardous waste per calendar month. If you're unsure that a material is hazardous waste, use the following resources: the SDS, manufacturer's labels on material container, plant EHS department, supervisor, or manager. Hazardous waste streams that are generated at the St. Gabriel facility include paint solvents, lab wastes, aerosol cans, and D340 waste. Generators may accumulate up to 55 gallons of hazardous waste in satellite accumulation areas without a permit or interim status, as long as the container is kept near the point of waste generation, in good condition, compatible with the waste, kept closed except when adding or removing waste, marked with the words hazardous waste, and under the control of the operator of the waste generating process. This also applies to amounts of up to 1 quart of liquid acute hazardous waste or 1 kilogram of solid acute hazardous waste. Hazardous waste accumulated in this way must be dated and removed within 3 days and comply with 90-day storage area accumulation requirements. When handling hazardous waste, PPE must be selected which will protect you from the specific hazards of the waste you are likely to encounter. The more that is known about the hazards of the material, the easier it is to select the proper PPE. Use the SDS to identify the hazards and the PPE required for handling, such as chemical-resistant gloves, goggles or safety glasses, or respirators. If you have any questions or are unsure about PPE, contact the EHS department. Eastman St. Gabriel operates under strict environmental guidelines which comply with the federal and state environmental regulations. Under no circumstances will any oil or chemical waste be intentionally discharged to the ground, any hydrocarbons or chemical emissions be intentionally discharged into the atmosphere, or any waste be removed from the plant site. If a spill occurs, immediately report it to your supervisor and the EHS department. A spill of hazardous waste may require an immediate report to the National Response Center, LADEQ, or state police. Spills should be safely contained and cleaned up as soon as possible. Spill cleanup kits are available, and cleanup supplies can be obtained from the warehouse. Hazardous waste generated, handled, and disposed of at the Eastman facility includes paint waste, such as unused paint, empty paint cans, used brushes, and mixing buckets. Paint waste should only be disposed of at the paint waste disposal area, also known as a satellite paint storage area. There are 2 paint waste drums located in the satellite area. 1 drum is for paint contaminated waste, such as brushes or buckets, and 1 drum is for liquid paint waste. Lids must be kept closed except when adding waste, and no paint waste should go in the garbage. Painting wastes must be emptied into the paint waste drums at the end of each shift. Waste paint can should be placed into the paint waste drum prior to disposal. Paint cans with less than 1 inch of material left in the can may be disposed of in the metal recycle dumpster. The satellite accumulation area must remain locked and closed except when adding materials. The key is located in the flammable storage cabinet in the painter's area, and the EHS technician has a second key. Buckets of paint or solvent must not be allowed to air dry with lids removed. The waste paint accumulation drum must always be properly labeled. See the EHS technician for labels. Used aerosol cans. Residual contents can be considered hazardous waste and cannot be disposed of in the trash. Empty or old cans must be put in the designated collection drums either by the contractor trailer or in the maintenance shop. Universal waste is a category of hazardous waste with less stringent regulation, implemented to increase recycling and reduce illegal disposal. It includes batteries, pesticides, mercury-containing equipment, lamps, antifreeze, and electronics. It can be accumulated for up to 1 year from the day the universal waste was generated. Universal waste generated at the facility includes batteries such as lead acid, large lithium greater than 9 volts, nickel cadmium, mercury oxide, and silver oxide. Alkaline and small lithium batteries are not regulated but are also recycled. Batteries are generated throughout the facility by many applications. Used large lead acid batteries must be placed on the pallets in drum storage and must be labeled individually. All other batteries are to be disposed of in the designated plastic bucket upstairs in the mechanic shop. Batteries must not be leaking or breached. If so, they must be managed as hazardous waste. They must be labeled with the accumulation start date, and the words universal waste battery or batteries, waste battery, or used battery or batteries. Never throw any batteries in the trash. They must be recycled. This is an example of improperly labeled used batteries. Used large lead acid batteries must be labeled individually with the accumulation start date and the words universal waste battery or batteries, waste battery, or used battery. Other universal waste generated at the facility includes light bulbs such as fluorescent, high-intensity discharge, neon, mercury vapor, high-pressure sodium, and metal halide. Light bulbs are generated throughout the facility by many applications. All bulbs must be disposed of in the designated area upstairs in the mechanic shop and must be stored in a box compatible with the contents and that will minimize breakage. The box must remain closed unless filling. If a lamp is broken, it must be managed as a hazardous waste. See the EHS department for instructions on how to handle this. Boxes must be labeled with the accumulation start date and the words universal waste lamp or lamps, or used lamp or lamps. No old bulbs should go in the trash. Here is an example of improperly stored universal waste lamps. Universal waste lamps must be stored in a box compatible with the contents and that will minimize breakage. The box must remain closed unless currently filling. Waste can also be generated from spills and cleanup of materials. It is the responsibility of each individual to properly and promptly report all spills. Materials such as broken mercury lamps and leaking batteries must be managed as hazardous waste. Used oil must be disposed of in appropriate drums and/or totes. Antifreeze and electronics, computers, monitors, printers, hard drives, etc. must not be thrown in the trash. These should be managed as universal waste. See the EHS department for instructions. All waste containers must be closed securely except when adding waste. Hazardous waste shall not be placed in the general plant trash container. Under no circumstances should any kind of waste be brought on site or taken off site by contract personnel. If it is generated at this facility, it is considered waste of this facility. See the EHS department for additional instructions. The Environmental Protection Agency requires employees that could potentially have contact with hazardous waste must have this training within 6 months of employment or be under the direct supervision of a supervisor that has had this training. In lieu of training, all short-term contractor employees, the supervisor of short-term contractor employees, will be trained and required to be on site at all times to supervise short-term contractor employees who handle hazardous waste. Residential contractors will need this training within 6 months of employment and an annual refresher thereafter. Contractors and subcontractors are responsible for ensuring all of these requirements are met.